This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your garden questions. So feel free, give us that call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out today. It's going to be, I think I've heard it called a scorcher up in this area. It's going to be warm again today. More summer-like weather. And it's going to drop temperature-wise the next couple days after that. But man, you know, I'll tell you, the up and down temperatures we've been having makes you, it just goes all over the place, right? We had a couple days of cool weather. It was nice. Nice to work in and do some yard work. And then it gets hot and it's like, oh, I can't even step outside without starting to sweat. But that's summer, right? That's what it is here in New England. We get the opposite in winter, right? Gets real cold or warm or real cold or warm. Same thing back and forth. So, hey, we chose to live here in this area in New England. So we'll take it. But decent week, actually, just based on the weather that I'm seeing. You know, a bunch of thunderstorms here and there, but temperature-wise, this week's going to be nice, which, you know, talks about, it gives us some of that time to be taking care of some of the insects or things like that that we haven't been able to in the past couple weeks with the heat. You know, we talk about it. I've been trying to talk about it weekly so that we're not going out there and having something sprayed on our plants and having an issue with that heat. You know, a lot of times any spray that you have, even organic, synthetic, can be dangerous to use on your plants when it's 85 degrees or higher. When I say dangerous, I mean more of it could affect the plants. It could hurt the plants. It could burn the plants. So that's where the danger part of it is coming from. But, you know, when we're starting to get some temperatures below 85, which should be, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe even part of the day Monday, it's a little bit safer to be putting out the, just be spraying products if you're having some issues. You know, white flies, aphids, scale. We're seeing a lot of scale on hollies. Right now you're seeing, you know, a lot of that sooty mold on hollies. That sooty mold is the black that is covering the leaves and the branches. You know, so that's something that we're looking at and seeing at this point. But the past couple of weeks we've been saying, oh, you can't spray anything because it's too hot, right? And so that's something that we'll be able to do very soon. The sooty mold is coming from the aphids that we are seeing on, you know, attacking the plants. So we want to make sure that the plants are taken care of with the spray. We can use like an all seasons oil. We can use a 8 spray from Bonide. We can be using that multiple times, but most of the times it's that sooty mold that we're seeing. It's actually it's more aesthetic of the problem, so it's more of a cleaning. I had mentioned that it was aphids. I had meant to say scale. It's a scale insect that is actually covering the holly. Forgive me on that one, but the scale is the one that's taking over some of those hollies that you're starting to see the black on there. When you see the black on there, that's the aesthetic part that's unpleasing to look at, but that's the secondary issue. The main issue is your scale that's on there. So, again, we'd be, looking at using some different products on there to take care of the issue. Again, we could be using that all seasons oil would be one to be spraying all over the plant. Another thing out there that you might not have thought of would be like a systemic insect control for the plant to absorb it and actually help protect it going forward. So it's almost like a 1-2 punch, right? Using the systemic insecticide to protect it from multiple different things, not just the scale. And then using the all-season spray to spray over the insect that is there currently in the scale to suffocate it, to make it stop doing what it's doing. As far as the sooty mold, that's something you actually have to clean off to get off the plant. It's not something where you can spray and it just goes away. It's really easy to do. You can get like the dish gloves, the yellow rubbery gloves, not the gloves that everybody's wearing now for protection, more of the yellow gloves that have like a little gripper on the fingers, right? The dish gloves. Get a couple of those and get a hose. Just wash the plant. But you're going to use your hands to wipe everything off with those gloves on it. Reason why I'm saying you can do it with your hands. I mean, that's not the most ideal for you. But the grippy fingers on those yellow gloves actually helps grip it a little bit to clean it. It's almost rough enough to rub it off instead of if you had gloves that were just slippery, right? So it gives you just a little bit of that grip to help clean it off. You're going to wipe it off. Get as much of that sooty mold, that black, off of the plant, because that is that can be detrimental to the plant long term, right? So if the sooty mold just sits on all the leaves, what it does is it covers the green. It covers the leaf itself. And so what ends up happening is the sunlight doesn't get through. It can't, the chlorophyll that's in there can't grow, can't do what it needs to do. So that black will actually cover it. It's almost like putting it in full shade at all times and not allowing it to see the sun. So that's why it's one of those reasons why we need to clean it off. So that's something that a lot of people are seeing, getting a lot of questions about that in the garden centers. We're getting a lot of that. We've had a lot of in the questions in the past few weeks. So spend a little bit of time on it this morning. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit later for those of you who are still sleeping out there. Nice morning to be sleeping. It's hot, so you can have the AC on and maybe just sleep a little bit. But that's one of the things that we're seeing out there in the gardens. We're seeing a lot of other, start to see some fungus out there based on some of the rain that has happened here and there. And then the heat, the humidity, you're starting to see some fungus on different plants here and there. So something to be looking for. with some different types of rain that we've had. We were supposed to get a decent storm the other day, and that never really happened. We got a little bit of the rain, but it was supposed to be a washout all day. Well, not all day, most of the morning Saturday. As the Friday got closer, you could see it wasn't going to be doing anything on Saturday. But important people decided they didn't want to come to our area, which is fine by me. But that's another story for a different channel. But we were supposed to get some good soaking rain is really what I was going for, because we are so behind on water out there. So, you're starting to see watering bans. You're starting to see areas that, you can water once a week versus not watering at all. And these are the times where you kind of look at it and say, oh, geez, this is where it's going to be detrimental to my plants. I was out in the yard yesterday, midday, was mowing, getting everything clean, and I look over and I have hydrangeas that have been in the ground for 2+ years now. And so usually plants like that, you don't have to water as much. They were drooping beyond belief. So I had to make sure they got watered, obviously. So I watered them. I don't have a watering ban in my town, but it's one of those things where you're looking at and saying, oh, geez. Established plants are starting to wilt. We got some issues out there. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Stay cool.
I have
two questions for you this morning.
One, sure.
When and how do I transplant rhubarb? And the other one is, yesterday or the day before yesterday, we were visiting the school little garden, and I saw two raspberry plants, and they were like about three feet in diameter and 3 feet high, and it was full of raspberries, and the stems had prickly needles on them. Any idea what version of a raspberry plant that is?
Hmm.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
And what my wife ended up doing, she ended up going back and found a couple stragglers.
Yep.
And she pulled them out of the ground and went home and put them in water. And
yep.
She can see the roots on them, and she's wondering, I wonder how long it'll be before they stay alive by putting them in water and then probably get them in the soil ASAP.
Well, yeah, so let's start with the rhubarb real quick.
Sure.
So the rhubarb is something that you would want to transplant early spring.
Okay.
So that would be as soon as the ground is workable, as soon as you can start doing anything down there. Just before any of the growth begins is when you would want to transplant it. Obviously, on something like this, you try to get down as deep as possible to get as much as the root system as possible. Some of the larger rhubarb can be divided at that point.
Okay.
You want to make sure it has one or two buds. And at least a portion of the root system, obviously, before you transplant it.
Okay, sure.
So that's going to be the nice and easy one. Wait till spring, before really anything's growing. If you're, in those areas, just use like a sharp knife to cut them down into the root system once you've pulled it up to get it. Not something where it would be like, almost like a saw. You want to just have a nice, sharp, easy cut on there.
Okay.
So that would be the one to be looking at. Now, as far as the raspberry variety, there are so many different varieties out there. I wish I could say, this is what it is. There's the raspberries. There's so many now that are ever-bearing, so they'll go throughout the season. And then there are some that are, midsummer, late summer. So you can kind of base it off that, of what it would be. It's hard to base it off of just size, because a lot of them are going to get the same sizes.
Okay.
But as far as growing it, you have if there's a root system on there and you've really got it into the water and you're seeing that the root system is forming, now is a good time to be putting in some soil.
Okay.
Now, I might personally try and put it in containers first.
Sure.
To try and get some of a lighter soil mix versus putting it into a heavy soil right away, so that giving the chance for the root system to develop a little bit more.
Okay, sure.
So using like a almost not a seed starting mix, but like that next step up where it's more of like a light potting mix versus like a heavier outdoor planting type mix.
Okay. Okay, that way, I have some of that. Yep. Okay.
That way it can develop its root system a little bit more. The root system has an easier time, going into the soil, a better time to develop that way.
Okay.
Again, anytime you're planting, and I'm sure we've had this conversation before, I like to wet down the soil first so
sure.
that the soil has absorbed some of that water already
yep.
so that you're not just... when you do water, the water just doesn't go right through.
Sure, I understand. Okay.
But that's something I'd definitely be doing. I mean, if you can get some stragglers like that and get that, it's going to take a few years before you're going to see any, fruit or anything along those lines, unless you get a decent portion of it. But when it does transplant, it sometimes has a little bit of that shock. So
okay.
I think it'll be pretty good for you.
All right, well, give it a chance. Thanks,
all right, Bob.
Stay cool.
Have a great one. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After commuting Roger Stone's prison sentence, President Trump says most Americans are happy that Stone's a free man. Stone was convicted for lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering, and was to start serving 40 months in prison this week until the president commuted his sentence on Friday. He says that his longtime friend and confidant was not treated fairly by the courts. But Democrats and at least a few Republican lawmakers say the president has abused his power. Much of the Southwest has been baking, with Arizona hitting highs of over 115 degrees yesterday, and Texas, well, so far it's been relatively cool at about 100 degrees yesterday. This Dallas mom says,
"We've been inside so much with the quarantine that it's nice to get out, even if it is 100 degrees.
The heat wave is expected to start upping temperatures in Texas and other southeastern states this week, and this is USA Radio News. Louisiana's governor requiring masks to be worn as a surge in new coronavirus cases spreads across that state. Governor John Bel Edwards saying yesterday it was clear that the state's current restrictions are not strict enough. Louisiana had more than 2,000 new cases reported on Friday and yesterday, and hospitalizations are also on the rise in that state. The Washington Redskins name change is underway. Yahoo is reporting that the NFL team is to announce its new name in the next 48 hours. Speaking on the Saturday Sports Brunch radio show, Yahoo's Charles Robinson said the NFL is telling everyone, in his words, who has Washington's nickname on its platform, to start scrubbing it and start taking it off. He said he didn't know what the new nickname will be. The team has been under pressure to change the name Redskins for ages. It's considered offensive to Native Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we'll get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Andy is in Wells, Maine.
Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it's funny you mentioned the scale thing. That's exactly what I was calling about. I've got some, like, 15-year-old yellow magnolia tree.
Okay.
And they're covered with that scale and the black soot. The major issue I have is that there's bees and wasps all over the trees. I think they're eating the sugar from the scale, the residue.
Yep.
So, like, I can't mow around them, or I'll get stung, and there's, like, white-tailed wasps and everything all over them.
Gotcha. Now, so
I'm wondering, like,
So this is actually, so one of the things you can actually do, and this is, you know, something I should have maybe mentioned earlier as well. When it comes to spraying anything along these lines, you should actually be doing it at night anyways, because that's when they're not going to be active.
Yeah.
Bees like that. Even with organics, right? You're spraying something that is an oil-based. So if you're spraying during the day, the honeybee that's on any plant, it's going to get hit with that oil, or just a bee or a wasp in general, right? So what I'd be doing is I'd be able to, at night, spray the plants and clean the plants at night, you know, dawn. So that way, you know, the sun's starting to go down, the wasps and the bees and anything that's on there has gone away. Clean it off, because that sooty mold is like a sweet smell to it. It's a honeydew. So that's right. They're attracted to that. It's not like a something that they stay away from. It's you know, interesting to really think about. So that's what I would do, is spray at night or like first thing in the morning, if you could, before really anything has really started to pop up. But night's usually the best time because you have all night for it to not dry, but, you know, dry, if you will. Because the oil is more of a suffocant that has to hit the insect that is there. Right. So it's something that has to be present. And if it's a honeybee or a bee or a wasp or anything, you know, that oil is going to suffocate the insect. So that's how I would be looking to do it. And that's something you should be looking at in general anyways when you're spraying. I know it's easier to spray during the day, you know, because you're seeing everything. You can see what's going on. But that might keep the wasps away from the area once you've cleaned it and gotten rid of that you know, attractant, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, these things are like 25 feet tall, so, and they're pretty big. So in order to scrub all the leaves, I mean, I don't know if I'd be able to do this. Is there something you can spray to get the mold off?
So you can, it's not that easy. You can almost use like a Dawn dish soap to try and spray the whole plant like that. That might be... Because it's almost like spraying like a horticultural soap with the Dawn dish. You don't want to use like a lot of it, right? You want to almost maybe mix it up in like a 5-gallon bucket. You could probably, and with a magnolia, do you have one that has the bigger leaves?
Yes.
You could almost take like a... like almost like one of those scrub brushes that's like a broom, but it's like a scrub brush. You can almost dip that into the 5-gallon bucket and kind of wash it with that. Watching, you know, don't going too heavy to be taking off any branches or anything, but almost to just giving it something to grip onto the leaf to like break it up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
But you know, that's probably the only thing I can think of that you might be able to look at, like a, they now sell like little power washer type, attachments for a hose. You could almost use something like that, or even like the, you know, like a dram nozzle that has the multiple styles. Sometimes, even just the fan on there, it might be, enough to just wet it down, to get part of it cleaned off.
Okay.
So that, you know, a couple different options, but yeah, when it gets so big like that, it is hard to do. And then, you know, obviously be looking for any of the, nests that are in the area, unless they're, you know, the underground ones. Those are the worst to find because you don't find them till it's too late.
Right. You step on. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Not a problem, Andy. Have a great one.
Take care.
Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, I'm sure you've started to see it in Massachusetts here. We've had some of the earliest cases of triple E from mosquito-borne diseases and illnesses. And we have a way to really fix that this year. And that's with something called mosquito dunks. Mosquitoes, as we know, can transmit those deadly diseases, including Zika, West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Now, these are ones that, as I said, they're organic, right? They're safe for people, pets, fish, and the wildlife. But it's very important. You know, we've had so many things thrown at us this year that, you know, this is something that we can just get ahead of in the area by using the dunks. You can also use the bits that they have. The bits are really good for more of like an instant kill. if there were the larvae already in some of the standing water that you're seeing. You know, it doesn't just sit at the in the ponds and bird baths and rain barrels. Think of a few other things that you might leave out there this time of year, you know, like kids' pools. We left a kid pool out for a couple days in water because the kids kept playing in it. And then I realized, oh, I should probably dump that out until the next time we're going to do it. Gutters. Gutters are definitely one where if they're backed up and they didn't get cleaned this year, you didn't have like a gutter guard or one of those things, clean it out because the mosquitoes are going to sit in there. So something really to be looking at this year because, you know, we've gotten through everything else. Let's protect ourselves from this. And our phone number is 855-660-4261. I believe I heard Nathan say we had a call on the line. Is that true, Nathan?
It's true. Mike is in Western Mass.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. I have a question about Concord grapes. My grapevine, the grapes are turning brown on the grapevine. I fertilized them with the plant or garden trust fertilizer this spring to get enough water, but they're half of them are green and they're drying up quick.
Okay. Did it start in the leaves, or is it just the grapes?
Just the grapes.
Okay. So it seems like it's like a black rot of grapes, which is like a fungus that could be happening. Now, how are... I'm trying to think. How is it watered? Are you watering it from the base, or is it like overhead sprinklers, or is it old enough that it's kind of just natural?
Well, both. Water from the base and then the rain we've gotten so far this year. But it happens like this last year, too, where I lost probably half the grapes. They just dried up. They turned brown and dried up before they were matured.
Okay. And it's, did trying to think here. So you're not seeing it on any of the leaves at all?
No.
Okay. It's just sometimes it usually shows on both. It usually will show on not only the leaves, but it would be on the grapes as well. But it sounds like it's what's called black rot, which is a fungus that can actually kill the whole thing as you've had happen. The thing about it is it overwinters in any of the affected fruit and some of the canes that are there. So there's a couple things I want you to be doing. I want you to be looking at the end of the season, getting rid of as much of the leaves that fall, any of the damage out of there as soon as possible at the end of the season. Don't let it overwinter on the ground, okay? This is,
this is taken care of every year. The leaves are all gone and it's blown back in the spring.
Okay. So the one of the products we're looking to use, would be, a fungicide, obviously. This is a fungus that is causing this. There's a couple out there. They usually recommend like Captan, to spray on it specifically, which is non-organic, but it's something that needs to be, you know, hit with the plant here. Pretty powerful. There's also, and I believe the fruit and tree spray has Captan in it. It's almost a mixture of a couple. I'm trying to get the product label so I can get you the exact amount that you need to use here. Excuse me.
They spray the leaves or just the grapes?
You spray everything on the plant because it usually does affect the leaves as well. When the humidity starts to hit, it really hits heavily. But it's this, so the product's called Fruit Tree Spray. Comes in a concentrate, a ready to use, and a ready to spray. The ready to spray is the hose end attachment. So that would be something to be definitely looking at. It is labeled directly for black rot of grapes. So that is something to definitely use. Now, the back of one of the reasons why I always try to look up the label as we're talking is because there's important features on the back of it that I want you to know. So for grapes, it specifically says when to use them, when to spray. And it's usually a little bit earlier than when the fruit has started. So next year as well, I want you to use this. It says only do it, do not exceed 2 applications per year, but there are 6 options for spray. It's when the green tips start to happen, pre-bloom, when the flowers are full color, after the flower petal falls, the first cover of fruit and the second cover. Those are when you're going to want to use it. So what I would be doing is using it, I wouldn't use it today just based on the heat that's coming later, but use it tomorrow. Even though, you know, we're on like the second cover, we're on that second part of it. And then use it again 14 days later, maybe 21 days later. It says the minimum treatment interval is 14 days, spraying the whole plant. This isn't something that's going to just save it for this year. This is something you're going to need to do for a couple years to fix this.
Keep fertilizing it with the plant trust?
If you want to hang tight, I'm going to go to a break. I want to go a little bit more into it with you just to help you out. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. My phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mike in regards to his Concord grapes. And we talked about what to spray. And I definitely think that you should continue with the fertilization program that you're doing to help get that. I would even fertilize this fall with like the plant tone. Just to give it something going into the winter. But what I'd like to see you do with any of the infected bunches of grapes right now, dispose of them and clean up some of the leaves around it to just get that out of the area. The other thing is we're trying to get good airflow and good air circulation in the plant. So at this point, I'd be thinning it out a little bit. And I know last year you had it took about half the plant and almost probably thinned it out that way. But we want airflow to go through, because a lot of times what will happen is, so you get rain, you know, during all the rains, then it'll come into the humid weather like we're having back and forth with some rain, then humid, then rain, etc. That causes the disease to develop and grow. And so by taking out a few of, you know, it's hard to say cross branches when it's a vine because they all kind of do cross. But we're just looking to get some airflow in there so that all the leaves and all the branches aren't just sitting on top of each other. It's kind of like if we're looking at like a summer squash at this time of year. Summer squash are prone to powdery mildew. But if you thin out some of the leaves, or like a tomato, thinning out some of the lower leaves to allow to get rid of that yellow leaf structure, we're doing the same thing to the grapevine. It's one, you're not going to have to spray as much, product. So I would definitely clean it up first. And then once you're done cleaning it, then spray it, to get rid of it from spreading. Does that seem to make a bit of sense for you?
Yeah, but will that dehydrate the plant in this high heat if I go pruning it out now?
Well, so it might dehydrate a little bit. So what I'd look to do is, even though it's established, put a hose on a trickle on the plant. Let it sit there for maybe like 45 minutes. You know, very light trickle by the base of the plant so it can get a deep soaking. The next few days are looking pretty good for weather-wise. It's not going to be in the 90s, so that might be the time to do it. The other thing you can look at doing... Natural Alternative has a product called Protolizer, which you can add to the soil, and it works with your fertilizers, works with anything you've put in there. But it helps with like a shock that could be happening. It's a powder you mix in water and pour in there. It can be every couple weeks. I would be using that just to help any of the shock that the plant's going through, because a disease is a shock to the plant itself. So that's what I would do personally, just because I know that, you know, it's going to get to that root system and really help it redevelop a bit. So, you know, hit it with a hose on a trickle if you can get the hose to it, and just let it sit there, again, like 45 minutes an hour. That's going to get that deeper soaking and help with any of the shock that's going on.
Okay.
All right, and just thinning it out is really going to help it for the future. We're kind of at the point where it's not for this year, it's for next year, really, with some of this. Maybe you can help get anything that hasn't completely developed for this year by spraying the plant. But, you know, spraying the plant with that fruit tree spray from Bonide, again, it comes in a couple different styles, the concentrate, hose ends, or ready to use. And only using it like for two applications for the season, and again next year as well.
Okay, are certain varieties of grapes more prone to this than others?
It's not all grapes are going to hit it, but the Concord is one that does seem to happen. But it's all on environmental factors. When they hit the right way, it's going to happen to anything. You know, with the rain and then the humidity and then being full, that's where it will tend to happen the most.
Okay. Thank you for the advice.
All right, Mike, good luck.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.